Dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Windy afternoon here from Valley Falls as we bring you Dragons baseball here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tama with you alongside former Dragon himself, Trenton Craxner. Welcome back to the booth here, and Seth Tollison back in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air, just getting ready to start our broadcast here with Valley Falls taking on Horton today. It's the Chargers and the Dragons as we're just moments away from the first pitch. And real quickly, let's run through this Horton lineup. It'll be Gannon Becker, the junior at shortstop, leading things off. Xander Munson, the senior pitcher, he is batting second. Dalton Niosi is batting third and playing second. Chandler Newman is the junior first baseman batting cleanup. In the number five spot, Jackson Moman, a sophomore catching. Jack Allen, a senior, he is batting sixth and in center field. Elijah Wawasik, a senior, third base batting seventh. Alec Whiteshield, a sophomore in left field batting eighth. And Jorge Rodriguez, the junior right fielder, batting ninth, rounding out the Chargers lineup who come in searching for that first win of the year. They are 0-5, taking on the number 6-ranked team in 2-1A and the Dragons. Again, Trenton Craxner alongside. He's been part of the team the last couple of years that finished third place last year at state, second place 2 years ago. Again, it's a rich tradition here for Valley Falls baseball, and once again off to a good start here at 5-1.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a younger team this year, but the standard doesn't change. You know, it's like one of those schools that, like, you see in the Big 7 with, like, Sabetha, Nemaha Central, and other sports, you know. New faces come along, but the standard don't change. So, you know, they're off to a good start, 5-1. Can they continue today, pick up two more home wins?
It is Nick Dodd who is pitching, and the first pitch is high down the right field line, and a basket near catch is dropped by the first baseman. That is Zach Evans. That would have been a very difficult play. One pitch and one base runner here early on, and a good start for the Chargers. Again, just a well-placed high arcing shot down the right field line, just Evans unable to get there, and Becker's at first with nobody out. First pitch swinging against Nick Dodd, the pitcher for the Dragons, now quickly has to work out of the stretch position here. No score, just getting going top of the first, and that one is ripped down the left field line as Xander Munson, the senior pitcher, with an 0-1 count now. Chargers team again 0-5. They are 0-4 in league play, coming off being swept by Jefferson County North on Monday. Those finals were 15-10 and also 14-3. To the Dragons defensively here momentarily. Next pitch by Dodd is, I think it got him in the hand, and it did. So a hit by pitch, and now Becker moves up to second, and now Munson takes first. Still nobody out here in the top of the first. So a good start here for the Chargers, two on and nobody out. Now Nick Dodd in a little bit of a pickle here. Dodd the pitcher, Coleman is catching. Cervantes at third, Carney at short, Reeves at second, Evans at first. And just a bit inside on that first pitch to the sophomore second baseman, Dalton Niosi. Gets the call down the third baseline. Chargers have an opportunity to get on the board here in the top of the first. Dodd's next pitch is fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Left to right field for Valley Falls. You got Rich in left, Meyer in center, and Pickerel in right field. Chargers, all gray uniforms, all white uniforms for the home team Dragons here today. Next pitch is high. And it's two balls and one strike. So again, unofficially, Becker a single. Munson hit by a pitch. First and second, nobody out here in the top of the first, no score. As Niosi ahead right now, two balls and one strike. Next pitch just a bit outside. Looked like Dodd took maybe a little bit off that pitch. But right now it is three balls and one strike. out of the stretch, a 3-1 from Dodd. Boy, that was really close, and it's ball four. Well, Coleman the catcher, well, there was a couple close ones there, Trenton, on that at-bat that looked like they could have easily been called strikes, but they did not go that way, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out.
Yeah, we have a pretty good view from where we're at of the right, from when a right-hander batter is hitting. That looked like it hit the inside corner, but a little bit of a tight zone from the home plate umpire to start the game, and that just happens sometimes.
Chandler Newman, the cleanup man, steps in with the bases loaded and nobody out. And he fouls off the first pitch. It's 0-1. In this Valley Falls team, 2 years ago, runner-up at state. Last year, third place at 2-1A. And this year, again, number six in the preseason ranks. And a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Dodd gets that one by Chandler Newman. And it is 0-2. It's going to be a big out here if he can get a strikeout. Still searching for that first out of this ball game. Beautiful day, little cooler temps, but not a cloud in the sky. High fly ball down the right field line. It's going to be just on the edge of the grass, and it is caught by Evans. A nice play, shallow right. Nobody advances, and a big first out there for the Dragons.
And that is infield fly call, too. So the batter was out, even if Evans or Reeves, who are both kind of going after that one, hit the ground. The runners had the option to advance if they want to, but a big first down, now double play gets you out here if you're Dodd, so might want to pitch a little bit of contact here.
Sophomore Jackson Bowman steps in, a righty, takes one in the dirt for ball one. So you got Becker at third, Munson at second, Niosi at first base, a single, a hit batter, and a walk, and a pop out there to Evans at first. No score, top of the first inning. Here's the pitch by Dodd. That one is upstairs. Now, two balls and no strikes. Chargers lone win, or I should say the last time the Chargers won a game was April 18th of last year. They beat Burlingame, so going back to that date, this Chargers team have lost eight straight games. 0-5 this year. That pitch is in there by Dodd for the first strike. Two balls and one strike. Dodd came in with a 1.40 ERA. This one is fouled straight back and out of play. And the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. Dodd has allowed just four hits. That was coming in, 11 strikeouts so far early this season. Still in the early portions of the campaign. That one is outside. And now the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Big spot here for Dodd with the bases loaded and one out. Chargers trying to cross home the first run of the game. Dodd just going out of the windup here with the bases loaded. A big 3-2 on the way. In there for a strike three call. And that was a similar spot to what was ball four earlier in this inning. But they get the call here, and that is a big strikeout. And now two outs for the senior Jack Allen.
And, you know, I said umpires started the game with maybe a little bit of a tight zone, so maybe open it up a little bit. Like you said, similar spot, you know. It's up to the umpire's discretion. That's what's so great about baseball. And, see, there's a similar pitch right there.
Just a bit inside to Allen for ball one. So after the first three batters reached, back-to-back outs here, and now a chance for Dodd to get out of this inning unscathed. Working out of the windup once again, the 1-0. That one is low. Two balls and no strikes. Certainly the Chargers would like to scratch something across here with an opportunity in the first. They had the bases loaded with nobody out, but then a pop out and a strikeout. And now this one is high and gets away from catcher Thayer Coleman, but he grabs it quickly. Well, now it's a very good advantage here for the hitter, Allen. Three balls and no strikes. Bases loaded. Two outs here in the top of the first. No score. Be shocked if that bat was lifted off the shoulder in any way, shape, or form here. Dodd needs to put one across. Here's the pitch. And he does get the outside corner there, and it's three balls and one strike. A righty, Jack Allen, a chance here to in the Chargers an early lead, a 3-1 count. And the pitch. It is low, ball four, and that's going to walk in a run. Well, Becker's going to score from third base. And everybody advancing up. Munson to third, Niosi to second, and now Allen takes first base. It is the second walk of the inning allowed by Dodd, and the Chargers lead at 1-0. Now Elijah Wawasik steps in with two outs, and he swings and misses at a fastball right across the knees. It's 0-1. Wawasik playing third base for the Chargers today. They have scratched one across here in the first, and a 1-0 lead. Dodd again out of the windup. Good stab there by the catcher Coleman. It's in the dirt, ball one. A single, a hit batter, a walk, a pop-out, a strikeout, and a walk. Now the first six batters for the Chargers here in the top of the first. They lead at 1-0. Bases loaded. Way out in front. This one is in foul territory, but just getting over the fence away from the left fielder, Rich. And now one ball and two strikes, and a chance for Dodd to get out of this with minimal damage done. Fairly straight up defensively here for the Dragons, and a right-handed hitter in Wawasik. Favorable count, one and two for Dodd. Here's the pitch, and off speed in the dirt and outside. It's two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, and a real laboring first inning, which is not good because you have a pitch count in high school baseball, so you got to be near 30 pitches and get them to chase.
Yeah, chasing a high fastball for strike three. Would have been a ball, but nonetheless a huge strikeout. But the Chargers on the board. They take a 1-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the first. We're back right after this.
Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, McDonough threw 27 pitches in the first inning for the Dragons, but just one run allowed. It's a 1-0 Horton Chargers lead as we head to the bottom of the first inning here from Valley Falls. Brandon Tritton and Seth all with you. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. You can make it out to the ballpark and support these teams. Of course, the busy days for baseball and softball tend to be on Mondays and Thursdays. Of course, we've got a full slate of action across the NEKL, Big 7 as well. It'll be Hayden Carney, Zach Evans, Nick Dodd, the top three in the order of the Dragons coming up. And if one of those three are able to get on, Dylan Cervantes. A good start for the Chargers, able to scratch one across. And again, going up against the Charger pitcher, that is Xander Munson. Final warm-up pitches here for Munson before Dragons will take their first at-bat. Again, it's a fairly young, as Trenton mentioned in the pregame. There's a few sophomores, even a couple freshmen in this Valley Falls lineup. And it'll start here with Hayden Carney, a sophomore, playing shortstop. And bats from the right side here. And now the first at-bat here for the Dragons. As Carney steps in, batting .421 with six RBIs. And Munson works and fires. First pitch high and inside for ball one. Dragons have won 5 of their first 6 games of the year. They were 22-3 a year ago, that third place finish at the state tournament as Kearney fouls one off. Right side, 1-1. Again, Kearney's off to a good start. 6 RBIs, 8 runs scored. He has stolen 6 bases. That is second on the team. This one is popped in the air, right side. It's going to be out of play. And now Kearney needs to protect here. It's 1-2. It's interesting now because for both the Charger baseball and softball teams, due to field issues, they are no longer going to be able to play on their home field. So they have to play on the road the rest of the season. So all their home games on the schedule will now be played at the opposing sites. As Munson throws one high and inside, now 2-2. So kind of an interesting scenario there. But that's just what the Chargers are going to be dealing with the rest of the way. Now Munson low and outside, and those last two have kind of gotten away from him, and now from 1-2 to 3-2. So good eye here for Kearney the last couple of pitches. And Kearney here, Evans will follow, Dodd will hit third. A 1-0 Chargers lead here in the bottom of the first inning. That one is fouled off left side, so Kearney certainly battling. And mentioned earlier as well, Nick Dodd, the pitcher for Valley Falls, he threw 27 pitches in the top of the first. And a number, of course, a pitch number is there. There is a limit for these pitchers. So when you labor, it certainly doesn't help out. And there's one in the dirt, ball 4. So a good start here for Hayden Kearney, the sophomore, takes a walk and certainly had to battle there. Down 1-2, a couple of foul balls, and ultimately gets it to full and then takes one low in the dirt, and he'll take first with nobody out.
And now look for maybe a little hit-and-run action or a straight steal from Valley. Kearney's got good speed over there at first.
Here's Zach Evans batting 400, first baseman, a junior. Could argue maybe the best basketball player in the NEKL this past year. And there's an easy stolen base for Kearney as he is in standing up. Make it now 7 stolen bases on the year for the sophomore. He's at second with nobody out. He represents the tying run. Chargers 1, Dragons nothing. You're in the bottom of the first here at Valley. Next pitch in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. Kearney thought about it, but he'll stay at second. And a good block there by Moman, the catcher.
That's 5 in a row now outside the zone for Monson. So he's got to kind of check in a little bit here and zone back in because he came out, threw a couple strikes, and a little bit wild and erratic here now. So.
And now Evans in a good spot. It's 3-0. That last one upstairs. Kearney at second base. He walked and stole second. That next one is well in the dirt, ball 4, and it gets away, and Kearney's going to take third. So a 4-pitch walk puts Evans on. That brings up Nick Dodd. Dodd batting 150, a little bit of a struggle here early offensively, but he's got runners at the corners with nobody out and a chance to get his team on the board down 1-0.
And after the first pitch in our ball there, you know, Evans wasn't even being held at first, going to take second. I don't know if they classify that as a steal or defensive indifference, but now Dodd, he takes ball 2, low and outside, and really help his own cause after he labored that first thing, kind of get back if he can find one good and square it up.
Yeah, he certainly got off to a good start finding the zone, but since the walk to Kearney, it's been a little erratic here. The pitcher Munson, and now a spot here, and this one is high, popped up in the infield, shortstop side, and it is just miscommunication, and it falls, and that's going to be a hit, or I guess maybe an error, how that would be classified. It was right in front of the shortstop, Gannon Becker. Well, Wasik looked like from third he was going to maybe jump in front of it, but nonetheless, it hits the dirt, and now the bases are loaded for Cervantes.
I don't know if you classify it necessarily as an error, but definitely a mental error, no communication or anything.
Unofficially, we'll call it a hit for now, but nonetheless, bases are loaded for Dylan Cervantes, the cleanup hitter who is batting just a mean 632. He has driven in four. He has a home run, and he has scored six times. Chance here for the Dragons to get on the board, and there's an off-speed pitch that finds the zone. And it's one ball and one strike. Carney at third, Evans at second, Dodd at first. And that one's going to hit Cervantes, and that's a run. And it's a 1-1 tie. Carney scores from third, Evans moving over to third, Dodd to second. Now Cervantes hit by a pitch. And gets credited for an RBI. So a 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the first. Dragons still cooking. They have the bases loaded with nobody out. That brings up Carter Pickerel, the freshman right fielder. Munson's pitch. Ground ball left side, playable for Becker at short. They go to second for one. They will not get two. And it is a fielder's choice and a run scored. And the Dragons take a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, perhaps a confidence builder there of sorts. Get one across, and on top of that, you get an out there recorded for Monson, so maybe zones back in here.
So Pickerel reaches on a fielder's choice. First pitch to Miles Rich is outside for ball one. So Dodd at third, Pickerel at first with one out, and a 2-1 lead right now for the Dragons here in the bottom of the first. And no throw to second as Pickerel will get a stolen base. Now second and third and one out. A 2-1 lead for Valley Falls here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch by Munson. Swung on and missed. And might have took a little bit off of that one. Out in front was Rich, the sophomore. He's got the third best batting average, or I should say tied for the second best batting average on the team so far, 421. He is driven in five, has a chance to maybe drive in two with a base hit. And just out in front, foul ball. And now one ball and two strikes. So the distance down the left field line to the fence, 285. Same goes for right. Center field, it's 305. Munson, a two-strike count. Can he get a big out here? Ground ball away from Becker. Able to gather and make a throw to first in time. So it got away from Munson, the pitcher. Becker makes the play. A run scores. Two outs, but now a 3-1 Dragons lead. Dodd scores from third. And Pickerel moves up to third. And that is an RBI. A 6-3 ground out and a 3-1 lead now for the Dragons, but two outs. A.J. Reeves will foul one straight back, the freshman second baseman. And it's 0-1. So after the Chargers scored one in the first, the Dragons have come back with three in the bottom half. They lead it 3-1, two outs with a runner at third. 0-1 count here to A.J. Reeves. Pitch by Munson, ground ball. Again, Becker's been busy on a hop. It's off his knee, a long throw. It's high and not in time. And another run scores, and it is 4-1 in favor of the Dragons. That was a tough hop for Becker over there at shortstop. So an RBI for Reeves.
And the first official hit for Valley there.
Some
walks and hit by pitches and fielder's choices. And
Reeves gets on, and Thayer Coleman takes a strike, a senior catcher, batting eighth. Coleman hitting 333, next one in the dirt, throw to second, and it's backed up by Becker, and a stolen base for Reeves. And for Reeves, that is his second stolen base of the year. Bottom of the first inning, runner at second, two outs, a 4-1 lead for Valley Falls. So far, just one hit, unofficially, four of the first five in the order have scored. And a strike to Coleman, now down in the count, 1-2. Chance here for Munson to get out of this with no more damage done. The 1-2, and a swing and a miss, and it gets away, or it does not get away. That is strike three, and a big strikeout for Munson, but nonetheless, the Dragons get some work done in the bottom of the first. It'll be just one recorded hit, but four runs score. Dragons 4, Chargers 1. Back for the second inning right after this.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tam and Trenton Craxner alongside with me as well, and Seth Hollison, our studio producer this afternoon. High school baseball here on KNCA. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dragons with four runs, one hit officially. No errors and one left on base in that bottom of the first. They have a 4-1 lead here against Horton, as it'll be 8-9-1 in the order for the Chargers. Alec Whiteshield, Jorge Rodriguez, and Gannon Becker do up for the Chargers, but now down here by three as we get set to start the top of the second inning. Chargers got one run on one hit in the first. They left the bases loaded, and Dodd did a really nice job getting out of some trouble, at least limiting potential damage, allowing just the one run. Chargers had the bases loaded with nobody out, but only able to scratch off one. So Dodd back to work. It is Alec Whiteshield, the sophomore left fielder, swing and a miss, strike one.
Yeah, and if you're Dodd here, you're going to throw that fastball every single pitch. Very late swing there from Whiteshield, so you don't want to necessarily throw any off here. You just want to blow it by him if possible, make him catch up. And
yeah, he does it again, and another swing and a miss, and just kind of a half-hearted swing there for Whiteshield. It's 0-2.
You know, maybe a little bit more confidence and swagger now that you got that first inning on your belt. You struggle a little bit, but your team's got the lead. They got your back. So a little bit more confidence, and he blows them away with a high heat.
So three straight swings and misses for Whiteshield, and a quick strikeout for the first out here in the top of the second. That'll bring up Jorge Rodriguez. Rodriguez, the number nine hitter, the junior right fielder. One out, nobody on, top of the second inning. Dragons 4, Chargers 1. And a swing and a miss, so he is, I say he, meaning Dodd, he is blowing it by here early in this second inning. A lower third of this Chargers lineup, not quite on top of that Dodd fastball. Here's the 0-1, oh, and it hits him. So Rodriguez gets hit, and he will take first, and now back to the top of the order.
It's our third hit batter already of the ballgame. We're in the top of the second, so nothing on purpose necessarily, but both pitchers a little bit erratic.
Rodriguez takes first base, one out. And looks like Dodd's going to have to go back to the stretch. That brings up Gannon Becker, top of the order. He singled and scored the lone Charger run in the first. First pitch by Dodd, skips in the dirt. Good stop there by Coleman, no advance. And first base by Rodriguez. The count, one ball and no strikes to the junior shortstop, Gannon Becker. He was also very busy defensively in that first inning. I believe at least three, maybe even four ground balls his way from the bats of the Dragons. And that one is hit well to left field, and that falls in for a hit. A sharp single as Rich gets it in quickly And now Becker, 2 for 2, and now 2 on and 1 out.
Yeah, and you know, we kind of touched on it with Zach Evans when he came up to play. Dan Becker, I believe he was honorable mention All-State in basketball, so talking about phenomenal basketball seasons, Gannon Becker, our all-around athlete, and you know, he kind of got a little lucky on that little popper in the first game, but that was no doubt about it. That was a nice shot in the left field, and Horton back in business.
Now Munson shows bunt. He lays it down, and the play to third, and just off the bag is Cervantes. That's going to be an error on Dodd. A wide throw to third. Could have had Rodriguez, but now the bases are going to be loaded with nobody out. Or, correction, one out, excuse me. So a fielder's choice, but nobody recorded out. Rodriguez at third. Becker at second. Munson at first. Bases loaded, one out for Dalton Niosi. And a chance here for the Chargers to get a little bit back. First pitch by Dodd in the dirt for ball one. Niosi walked in his first at-bat and was stranded at second. Dodd working now out of the windup with the bases loaded and throws one in there for strike one. So after a quick strikeout for Dodd, he hits Rodriguez. Becker gets a single, and then Munson reaches on the air by Dodd, a wide throw at third. That one is high and inside. Niosi now ahead in the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Again, Cervantes at third, Carney at short, Reeves at second, Evans is at first base. And there's a swing and a miss. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, certainly Evans, or correction, again, Dodd, he would love a strikeout here. Here's the 2-2. And got it looking. Big strikeout. Now 2 outs in the inning. And it'll now be up to Chandler Newman with the bases loaded and 2 outs. Well, Dodd is certainly not making it easy on himself here early. Again, had to get out of a bases loaded, no out jam in the first, and now bases loaded, 2 outs here. And the first pitch, Coleman having to do some work here as well. Low one stops in the dirt, 1 ball and no strikes. Newman popped out to Evans at first, his first time up. 0 for 1. And now an RBI chance here. It's a 4-1 Dragons lead here in the top of inning number 2. Dodd's pitch, it is low, hits the backstop, no advance. And now 2-0.
And Dodd got off to such a good start, threw 4 straight strikes, got a strikeout and hit a man, and then been a little bit on edge here ever since, and behind the count, the bases loaded here, so he's dialed it back in.
Here's the 2-0. Right at the knees and called for strike one. It's a big call there. 2-1 now the count.
And you know, Gannon Becker's about 70 feet from second base. So, I mean, if they wanted to run a play, if he wanted to step off and throw Becker out, he could if he wanted to. But his focus is all on the batter here.
Here is the 2-1 by Dodd. Another in the dirt. And it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez at third. Becker at second. Munson at first. With 2 outs. And the count 3-1 here to Newman. 4-1, Dragons leading, but the Chargers threatening. And a swing and a miss. Could have been ball four. It's a little bit low, but nonetheless, Dodd will take it, and the count moves full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Big spot here for the junior first baseman, Chandler Newman. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Top of the second inning, Dragons 4, Chargers 1. Dodd's pitch is fouled away. So we'll do it one more time, at least at 3-2. See if Dodd can, again, get out of another jam here. He will go wind up. And the 3-2 runners moving. And it's ball four. Low and outside. And the Chargers scratch off another. It is now 4-2 in favor of Valley Falls. Rodriguez scores from third base. Becker to third. Munson to second. And Newman, with a good eye there, gets an RBI on the walk. And now a meeting on the mound here for the Dragons. Trent, what's the coaching staff and kind of the infield talking about there on the mound? And, again, kind of a tough spot here. And Don's having to work out of a couple of tough situations and still has to get one more out here.
You just got to kind of tell him, Dodd, you know, you got to get back to what you're doing. Like I said, threw four straight strikes, and then you hit a man, and then threw an air ball before you get a hit. And then, I mean, Munson, the pitcher, was sacrificing, it looked like, on a bunt. It was right back to him, and he made a bad throw to third. So it's like a 4 or 5 out inning here. So you're giving him extra opportunities. Just get it across the plate, make your defense work, and that's what you got to do. And it brings up Moman, who struck out looking his first time on maybe a questionable call with the strike zone, but you just want Dodd to throw some strikes and challenge the ordinary hitters and make them put the ball in play and let your defense work.
So a run across on the bases loaded walk. Chargers getting one back. They're down 4-2. Top of the second. Bases loaded still. Two outs. And that brings up the sophomore Jackson Moman. Struck out his first time up. A chance here to drive in a run or two. And first pitch by Dodd is in the dirt for ball one. The Chargers looking for their first win since April 18th of last year. That was a 13-3 win at Burlingame. That was late in the year. It's 8 straight losses since then, including this year. 0-5 and a pickoff move, and trying to get the runner at first base, and that is Newman. He's back in time. First pickoff move we've seen here in the ballgame today. Bases loaded. And the pitch by Dodd is in there. One ball and one strike. Becker at third. Munson at second. Newman at first. One run has scored here for the Chargers. They're down two. That one is high and inside. Now Moman jumps in front. Two balls and one strike. Two hits so far for the Chargers. Two runs have scored. They're down two. Now one fouled straight back. That pitch was inside. And evens up at two balls and two strikes. Once again, Dodd needs one more strike here. He can get out of the inning with limited damage done. That's what he did in the first. The Chargers really be scratching their heads thinking of the opportunities that they could have had, and oh boy, that's might have been a little bit low, but nonetheless, it is a strike three and a huge, huge strikeout there for Dodd as he gets out of the inning. But Horton gets one back. They're still down two. We head to the bottom of the second. Valley Falls 4, Horton 2, and we're back here after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
To the bottom of inning number two we go. Here's the Dragons at home leading the Chargers in this NEKL showdown, 4-2. And Brandon Tatum with you alongside Trenton Kraxner, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. And the first two innings for the Chargers, they have scored one in each. But both innings, they have left the bases loaded. The Dragons, of course, they scratched across four runs in the first on just one hit. But again, the Chargers, you know, if they go down to maybe lose a close game here, they can look back at the first couple of innings and think about what could have been, again, with multiple opportunities with the bases loaded. First inning, they had them loaded with one out. Second inning, they had them loaded with one out. But just two have scored. A 4-2 Dragons lead as we start the bottom of the second. First pitch by Munson to the freshman center fielder, Grant Meyer, is outside for ball one. Next pitch by Munson, swung on and missed. One ball and one strike here to Meyer. Again, a freshman who's scored seven runs so far, which is a second best on the team. The average not quite there, though, at 167 early, but in a fairly young lineup here for the Dragons, as that next pitch is a little high and tight, 2-1. Again, Horton defensively, Wawasik at third, Becker at short, Niosi at second, Newman at first. Bowman is catching for Munson. Next pitch skips in the dirt, and it's now 3-1 to Meyer. Whiteshield is in left, Allen in center, and Rodriguez is in right field. And couldn't have really asked for a better afternoon for some baseball. But what has died down a little bit, but picking up at times. And that is ball four, and Meyer takes a walk to lead things off here in the bottom of the second. A 4-2 lead for Valley Falls, and Meyer, the number nine hitter, reaching on a walk. Back to the top of the order with Hayden Carney, the sophomore shortstop who walked and scored in the four-run first. Checking behind us, the softball game between Horton and Valley going on right now. It looked like the Dragons were taking care of business over there in game one. There's a high fastball that gets away, and Meyer's going to take second base standing up, and that is a stolen base for Meyer. That is number four on the season for him. So a runner in scoring position, nobody out. A 1-0 count here to Hayden Carney, the sophomore, leadoff man. That's from the right side. Now that one is high and inside. He ducks out of the way, and it's now 3-1. Or correction, 2-0, beg your pardon. Certainly a hitter's count here. Munson's pitch, and that hits him. So another hit batter. Carney takes first. Meyer at second. Zach Evans will stand in. Walked and scored in the first. Right now the Dragons back. You're in the bottom of the second. Chance to do some damage themselves like they did in the first. Two on and nobody out. That one is off the end of the bat towards right field, and it just drops in front of the line of the grass in the dirt. And the runner at second, Carney, had to just hesitate enough to make sure it wasn't caught. So now the bases are loaded with nobody out. As Meyer goes to third. Again, Carney now moves up to second, but that's going to be a hit for Evans.
Yeah, it's a cue shot off the end of the bat, way out in front. Munson's not necessarily overpowering. Off the end of the bat there for Evans, he just placed it well enough, and Dodd once again with an opportunity Alpha Zone Causey takes one down and away. And can Valley break the game open here as they have the bases loaded now with nobody out?
Dodd singled and scored. In his first at bat, he has the bases loaded here with nobody out. Dragons 4, Chargers 2, bottom 2. Munson's pitch is in there for a strike. And it's 1-1. Dodd came in with a 150 average, 7 driven in. He can add to that total here with a base hit. Next pitch. High pop-up, right side. And it is caught by the first baseman, Chandler Newman. And that is a big out for the Chargers. So now Dylan Cervantes, the same spot when he came up in the first. He had the bases loaded, and he was hit by a pitch. Now the bases are loaded with one out for him here in the second. His team up 2. Munson's pitch. Just a bit upstairs, 1-0. Well, that's the last guy I think the Chargers won up there with the bases loaded. Cervantes came in with a 632 average. And he has one of the 3 Dragon home runs this year.
And very selective hitter, so he's going to see his pitch, and if he likes it, you know, he's got the green light to where he's going to probably poke it out into a gap and hit the ball hard somewhere. So you don't want to necessarily work around with the bases loaded, but you don't want to give him anything too good either.
Well, now he takes another one, low and outside, and he has really got the advantage at 3-0. You have Meyer at third. You have Carney at second. Evans at first with one out here in the bottom of the second. Dragons with a 4-2 lead. And watching the entire way, that might have been ball 4, but it was called strike number 1. So 3-1. Big strike call there for Munson to get one back. Still has some work to do against the Dragons' cleanup hitter. And that one sails high, and it's ball 4. And a bases-loaded walk will make it 5-2, Valley Falls.
And we got time here, so we might be seeing a pitching change. As Munson's just struggled to find the zone all day. Looking at the book here, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 walks and a couple hit-by-pitches. So been all over the place a little bit. A little trouble finding the zone.
Now, doesn't look like a change is coming yet. Just a meeting on the hill between Munson and Moman.
So motivational. That works sometimes. A little motivational talk, you know. It can work. You got a freshman Pickerel coming up. So might get him to chase and help you out a little bit. But a motivational talk definitely helps a pitcher when he's struggling. So see if it's effective here.
It's a 5-2 Valley Falls lead here in the bottom of the second. Still the bases are loaded with one out. And now back to it as Pickerel steps in, takes one outside for ball 1. He reached on a fielder's choice in his first at bat, came around to score. Also had a stolen base. But a big RBI chance here for him. That one is high. And it's now 2-0. So the next 3, including Pickerel, who's batting right now, it's a freshman, a sophomore, and a freshman. The next 3 up here, including, again, Pickerel up right now. So young part of the order. He smashes one down the left field line, but foul. And just a scotch out in front, and it's 2-1.
And any contact that Valley has made, they've been way out of front, and led to pop-ups or balls that are hit way foul. And Evans had that cue shot off the very end of the bat that fell for a hit. But, you know, this is where you got to be really disciplined when you're not facing an overpowering pitcher.
And the next pitch is going to hit Pickerel in the left elbow. And it's another hit batter, and another run scores. And it's now 6-2. So Carney scores from third. Evans moving to third. Cervantes will move up to second base. So back-to-back hitters. The base is loaded. A walk and then a hit batter. And now Miles Rich will step in. And he'll hit one to the left side, and it's through into left field for a hit. One run will score, and that is it. It's brought in quickly by Whiteshield, but it's an RBI single for Miles Rich, the sophomore, and that's his second driven in. And it's now 7-2. Devontae's to third, Pickerel to second.
Downey was aggressive there. It was a pitch right down the middle and weighed back on it. Crushed it past the third baseman over there and Wawasik and drove in a run. Valley starting to get away a little bit here as they put their lead up to five.
Now A.J. Reeves, another freshman who singled in a run his first time up, and he's a little bit out in front of that one. One ball and one strike. Base is loaded, still with one out. Now a 7-2 Valley lead. Scored four in the first, now three here in the second with more possibly on the way. That one is actually behind the hitter, Reeves, and it's two balls and one strike. With Thayer Coleman on deck. Munson out of the stretch, just trying to get something here. Here's the pitch, and that one gets away. It's in the dirt. And it's now 3-1. There's not much room at all between the backstop and home plate, so it is very hard when a ball gets away from a runner at third to score. Just not a lot of room to work with. Here is the 3-1, and that is once again in the dirt, ball four, and another run is in. Cervantes will trot in from third, Pickerel to third, Rich to second, and Reeves. And easy, as easy of an RBI as possible, and now we will have a pitching change. So we'll step aside. It's right now an 8-2 lead for Valley Falls. Chargers with a pitching change. We're back right after this.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options, carrying beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Pitching change for the Chargers, as it's now Elijah Wawasik who takes the spot of Xander Munson. Becker moves to third. Munson now playing short. First pitch from Wawasik to Thayer Coleman hits him, and another run is in just like that, as Pickerel is going to score from third. Rich to third. Reeves to second. Coleman hit by a pitch. That is definitely not the first time we have seen a batter hit today. And the very next pitch hits Grant Meyer. well.
It's falling apart fast a little bit here. It's unraveling rather quickly.
Well, when you got someone like me who's not very good at keeping a scorebook clean in baseball, these are the kind of games that just get out of hand. And there's a line shot into left field as Carney steps in. He's going to drive in one, and he will drive in two with a two RBI single. Well, how about this run right now for the Dragons as they are starting to blow it open here in the second inning? Reeves and Coleman both come across to score. Two driven in there for Carney on the single. Now Zach Evans will step in. It is now 12-2. And now this one is hit well towards left field. Whiteshield going back, and it's going to one-hop the fence. Evans is going to drive in one, and another runner is going to hold at third. So now a RBI double there for Zach Evans. Carney goes first to third. Myers scores from first.
And two hit-by-pitches, and then the next two pitches are blasted to left, so the first pitch has actually been no result of batter moving, as Dodd, who's the only man that's out this inning. I mean, he popped up to first with the bases loaded, and with everyone else has reached and came across so far, and that nearly hit him.
It is 13-2 right now, and still there is, I believe, still just one out. Slow roller, left side, fielded by Becker. Long throw across the diamond in time, and Carney comes in to score. An out is recorded, but a run is in. So it's an RBI ground out. Dodd grounds out 5-3 for out number two. He drives in one. Evans able to move up to third, so now a runner at third. Two outs for Dylan Cervantes. This is well past the batting around stages, as it'll be the second at bat for Cervantes. He walked last time up. He was also hit by a pitch in the first, and that one hits him in the helmet.
He was the 14th batter of the inning, so we're about to see batter number 15. So Cervantes has been hit by two pitches and walked, which is first.
That's got to be frustrating.
He's got an RBI to his name, though. That walk he took earlier in the inning.
Well, now Carter Pickerel will step in and swing and miss at the first pitch, and now the catcher a little bit lazy to get to it, and coming across to score is Evans. Cervantes will move up to second. Pickerel takes a ball. It was also hit by a pitch, so now it's 14-2.
Scoreboard says 15-2.
Or correction, yeah, 15.
That might score Cervantes on a base hit up the middle by Pickerel, and will actually be held up there. So playing shallow in the outfield allows just a single, and you got runners at the corners with one, two down for Rich, who singled not too long ago.
It is 15, and a double check, but yes, it is 15-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. And now this is hit well towards right center field, and that is going to find the gap. As Miles Rich, the sophomore, is going to drive in two. He holds up at second. It's a two RBI double, and it's now 17-2. Cervantes scores from third. Pickerel goes first to home. How about Rich? He has four driven in today. One by a ground out, had an RBI single earlier in the inning. Now a two RBI double. That brings up A.J. Reeves and takes one outside for ball one.
And Reeves
walked his first, or I should say his first time this inning, he walked and scored. His first at bat, a single as well. Takes a strike, one ball and one strike.
And on the softball field, it looks like Valley Falls won in three innings, 19-0. So
that ball behind, 2-1 now. A good day so far here for the Dragons, but we are still in the bottom of the second inning. 13 runs have scored here for Valley Falls. They were up 4-2 going into this frame. It is now 17-2. Now, this one is hit decently well, but White Shield under it. And he'll make the catch. And that is out number three. But the side is retired, but the damage, more than done. A little bit too long to go over all the numbers here. 13 across, 17-2 is our score for the third inning we go. Right after this, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Well, again, unofficially, that second inning for Valley Falls, 13 runs, 6 hits. They left a runner on. We'll get the substitutions here momentarily, but again, Valley Falls kind of opening up the game here with 13 in that second inning. They lead it 17-2 over Horton, as Jack Allen will lead things off here for the Chargers. As Dodd will try to work a quick inning, haven't really had one. Dodd's had to work out of a couple of jams. And here is a slow roller by Allen. Dodd's going to field it and rifles it to first for out number one. So that'll go 1-3. And one up and one down. Elijah Wawasik will come up to bat next, who struck out his first time up. And Trenton's gathering the substitutions here for Valley Falls. And now they have opened this game wide open, leading 17-2. They can, and there's one down the left field line, and that's going to be inside for a hit, as Wawasik is in there with a single. Just the third hit for the Chargers. And a runner at first with one out. And correct me if I'm wrong, if nobody scores here,
it should be a run rule.
Should be a run rule victory.
So
it's 15 after 3. Okay, we'll get kind of the substitutions here momentarily. First pitch by Dodd is high and inside to Alec Whiteshield for ball one.
Yeah, so Dylan Herring, a freshman, came in for Miles Rich. Another freshman, Braden Ellis, came in for Carter Pickerel.
Okay.
Sophomore Vinny Carr came in for Grant Meyer. So just three substitutions and shuffling of the young guys a little bit. But
swing and a miss there, 1-1.
Yeah, so just three subs. It looks like Herring's at second. Nellis is at first. And
trying to find. That's honestly, as a broadcaster, that's the toughest part is when substitutions roll in. It's kind of hard to see, and you're lucky enough to even get it from the coach.
Here's Vinny Carter's the man out in right field. So
okay.
Everyone else looks like Zach Evans moved from first base to center field, and everyone else remains the same around the diamond.
Whiteshield down in the count, 1-2, stays alive. He fouls it straight back. Well, Wawasik at first with one out here in the top of the third inning. It is 17-2, Valley Falls. And as long as the Chargers are held off the board here, as we should have the 15 run rule in effect if Dodd can close it out here with nothing done. And there's a swing and a miss on a fastball for strike three. That is his sixth strikeout. And two outs now, and it's up to the nine-hitter, Jorge Rodriguez. With Wawasik at first and now two down. 17-2 here in the top of the third. This one could be over fairly quickly. Here's the pitch. That's a little bit low, but called a strike nonetheless, 0-1. Rodriguez hit by a pitch and scored the lone run last inning.
Now, a big at-bat here because you can flip the order back to Gannon Becker, and if you can reach base here for Rodriguez, and quickly down the count 0-2, though, so he's going to have to battle.
Yeah, you'd like to get Becker up. Becker's 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. And certainly in the consistent piece for them offensively today, but nonetheless, could be down to the final strike here. It is 0-2, and Dodd, again, has racked up six strikeouts. Chargers need some help. There's a swing and a miss. And a strike three call. And that should be the ball game. So the seventh strikeouts will end it. And Valley Falls is going to win game one here. That final is 17-2. We'll step aside and let our post game run after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansas Radio. Well, just like that, about an hour's worth of baseball here today, but it's come to an end. Valley Falls impressive with 13 runs in the second inning, a 15-run rule win against Horton in Game 1. Final is 17-2 as the Dragons move to 6-1 on the year, number 6-ranked team in Class 2-1A. Horton drops to 0-6. Of course, if you can make it out here, if you're in the area and want to see the Dragons and Chargers, of course, they'll have game number 2 coming up here in just a little bit. But we're going to wrap up our broadcast here momentarily. Again, one final time, Brandon, Trenton, and Seth all with you. Trenton, just kind of talking about this one again, the Chargers had some opportunities in the first two innings to score. Both those innings, they left the bases loaded, but both times able to only scratch off one. But doesn't really make up for the fact that, you know, the Dragons came back with 13 runs and 6 hits unofficially in that second inning to really put the game away.
Yeah, and when, you know, you have a guy that's struggling on the mound, you know, you got to provide as much offense as possible, and they definitely had their opportunities in those first two innings. But, you know, Nick Dodd for Valley kind of bunkered down a little bit and battle bagging it up with 7 strikeouts. But, you know, he got himself into those situations by battling his way out in good situational baseball. But unfortunately for Horton, they weren't able to capitalize and add some runs in those first two innings. And then Dodd kind of mowed him down that final inning.
Yeah, Dodd had 7 strikeouts in the 3 innings pitched. Just 3 hits in the game for the Chargers. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base in the 3 innings. Again, these numbers unofficial, but Valley Falls, 17 runs, 7 hits. They left a couple on base and had 1 error. Just going through the Dragons lineup real quick. Hayden Carney at the top of the order. He had a single, drove in a couple of runs, also had a walk, and was hit by a pitch. He scored 3 times. Zach Evans had a big RBI double in that 13-run second inning. Also had a single and 3 runs scored. Nick Dodd was 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Also drove in a run with a ground out. Dylan Cervantes was hit by a pitch twice, also walked in a run and scored a run. Carter Pickerel had 3 runs scored and was 1-for-2 with a single. Miles Rich had a big hit in that big second inning, a 2 RBI double. Also had an RBI single and a ground out that scored a run in the first. So Miles Rich, the sophomore, driving in 4 runs in this game today. Freshman A.J. Reeves had a single, a walk, and a run scored. Thayer Coleman up twice. He was hit by a pitch. He struck out as well. And then Grant Meyer scored a couple of times. He was hit by a pitch and walked as well. 2 of the 3 hits for Horton. Gannon Becker had 2 singles in the game. But again, Nick Dodd, 7 strikeouts for Valley Falls. Pretty impressive, although having to work around a couple of jams in the first couple of innings. So again, 17-2, the Dragons win it. 17 runs, 7 hits, 2 left, 1 error. And they are now 6-1 as they get set for their next game with the Chargers here in just a little bit. Horton now 0-6, still looking for their first win since late April of last year. Chargers today, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 7 left on base. Up next for both after, of course, their second game tonight. They'll be both in action on Monday next week. Horton will go to Pleasant Ridge. Valley Falls will have a big one as well against Moore Hill Mounts Academy, and you can argue right now Moore Hill and Valley right now, the two best teams in the NEKL. They got 2 very good pitchers through the Ravens, and that certainly could, you know, it's not going to determine a league champion right then and there because there's still a lot to be played, but arguably the two best teams, Valley and Moore Hill, going up on Monday.
Yeah, it has been. All the years I went through high school, it was always deemed Valley versus Moore Hill was, all right, who's winning the league title today kind of thing, because both teams knew that they were going to handle the rest of the league because of the talent that they had. And so it's a big one on Monday. I believe it. You have it at Moore Hill. So
I believe so.
And out in action. So it's a big one for both of those teams. You can expect Beagle and Cooper Pound to pitch. They're the dynamic duo for Moore Hill. But can Valley counter that? You're probably going to see Evans and Cervantes on the mound for them. And who can scratch across the most runs? Because probably going to be a pitcher's duel in both of those games. So who can provide just enough offense? But, you know, Valley's got to try and get this one because you can't let your guard down against a team that's fighting for their first win in almost a near calendar year. So,
well, it should be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. We want to thank everyone for tuning in to our broadcast here today. Of course, we'll have more baseball and softball coming your way next week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. One final time, final score here from Valley Falls. Dragons win it over the Chargers. A 3-inning run rule, 17-2. Valley Falls, a big-time win here today. If you can make it out to the ballpark, watch game 2, do so. Absolutely gorgeous weather here. And, again, we can't thank you enough for tuning in today. Thanks to the sponsors. Want to thank Seth. Tolleson back in studio, keeping us locked in on the air for Trenton Craxner. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week for more baseball and softball action. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of American Legion Baseball on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.